From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Did you have a good birthday?
I did. Walking on the beach. But I do have to say how surprised I was last week to hear the voice of my two kids wishing me a happy birthday. You know, neither of them like the sound of their voices on the radio. And I had to tell them nobody likes the sound of their voice on the radio. But it was so funny that, you know, they were critiquing their performances. I just said it's the sentiment, it's not the performance. That was a lot of fun, nice surprise, and I couldn't even remember the challenge that you left us with last week. I was so flummoxed.
You were flabbergasted, yeah. Well, I said name a popular dessert in two syllables. The vowel sound in the first syllable is a short E. Change this to a long A, and phonetically you'll name a famous singer. What's the dessert and who's the singer?
And the answer.
Well, the dessert is Jell-O. Change that vowel sound, you get J-Lo.
Ah, interesting. I'm not going to make any comment on any of that, draw any connections. We had nearly 2,000 correct entries, and from those entries, we randomly selected Diane Roseman of Westboro, Massachusetts, to play our puzzle today. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Leanne.
I know Westboro. It's near my hometown of Worcester. So how long have you lived there?
We've lived here about 6 years.
Okay. How long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
I think it took about 10 minutes or so. You know, I got stuck on creme brulee because that's my favorite, but that wasn't it. So.
Oh, man, I'd get stuck on creme brulee, too. So, are you ready?
I think so.
Me, too. Okay, we'll meet Diane. Let's play.
All right, Diane, the letters T and D are almost indistinguishable when you speak quickly, as in traitor and traitor, or hearty and hearty. It's really hard to tell the words apart. I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence has two blanks. The word that goes in the first blank has a T, as in Thomas, somewhere inside it. Change this to a D, as in Doris, and phonetically, you'll get a new word that goes in the second blank to complete the sentence. For example, the church's wooden blank was made from an old blank tree. You'd say altar and alder.
Wow. Okay.
And here's a hint. The answers are always two syllables long, and the T is always somewhere inside, not at the start or the end.
Okay.
Here's number one. The Broadway musical Blank of the Opera has always had a large blank.
Phantom and fandom.
Excellent. Number two, flowers with the most beautiful blank are what the florist blank for a living.
Petals and petals.
Nice one. In England, the rising cost of a blank of petrol got the blank voted out of office.
Leader and leader.
Ooh, you're good. For a serf 1,000 years ago, it was blank to rebel against the blank system.
Feudal and futile.
Nice.
Nice.
The amusement park prohibits pets, so one can't take a blank, even on a blank ride.
Ooh. I don't know, Leanne.
One can't on a blank ride.
One can't take a blank, even on a blank ride. What's something that
Kitty and kitty.
Yeah,
oh, nice,
nice
one. In negotiating with the Scandinavian businessman to blank the deal, we offered him a free trip home to blank.
Ooh. I am drawing a blank.
Oh, I think I have it.
Leanne?
To sweeten the deal, you offered him a trip home to Sweden.
Nice, good one. Here's your last one. With my own hands, I fashioned a bust of the Greek philosopher blank out of blank.
Plato and Plato.
Nice job.
Well, Diane, I'm sorry we have a leftover for you, but you can blame Will Shortz for what he pulled on me last week. He's actually a quite special celebrity guest puzzle prize reader, and he's starring in the film that opened this weekend, the story of the man who invented the intermittent windshield wipers. The movie is Flash of Genius, and to tell you what you're getting, here's actor Greg Kinnear.
For playing our puzzle today, you're going to get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary in Thesaurus. This is unbelievable. You'd think that was enough, but it's not. We're also going to load you up with a Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers. We're not going to give them the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House. Volume 2! Hold on. I'm not done. Will Short's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin Press and one of Will Short's Puzzle Master decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books.
Wow, he had a good time with that. He can read any script. What do you think, Diane?
It sounds great. Thank you so much. This was great fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, before we let you go, we have to know, what member station do you listen to?
WBUR.
In Boston. Diane Roseman of Westboro, Massachusetts, just west of Boston. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today. Thank goodness you were there. You were terrific.
Thanks so much. It was fun.
Okay. Will, what are we working on for the next week?
Well, this week's challenge comes from Ed Pegg Jr., who runs the website mathpuzzle.com. He's provided a number of just great challenges in the past, and here's another one. Rearrange the 11 letters of interaction to make two closely related words. That's all there is to it. The word is interaction, interaction. Rearrange those 11 letters to make two closely related words. What words are they?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leah.